Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers. And for all of those who are out there listening to me, I have warm greetings for you, and I am just delighted to be here. Delighted that you are there listening. If you're not familiar with the work that I do, I would like to mention that I work with the Masters, Archangel Michael, the ones that you perhaps are very familiar with, Mother Mary, Yeshua. These are just a few of the Masters who come to our conference calls. And I want to discuss one of the conference calls that we had done back in May, May the 25th, actually. We had worked with Archangel Michael. And I was going through my CDs, my recordings from the different conference calls, and this one really spoke to me. On each one of the conference calls, we have a meditation with the Master. And even though you're not at the conference call, just listening to the CD, you are connected again to their energies and to their emotions, because where they are speaking from, they are right outside our doorway to the outer reaches of the system that is, in essence, no time, so to speak. Everything, the past, present, and future, is in the now. And so as you listen to these CDs, you can enjoy that same energy again. On this particular conference call of May 25th with Archangel Michael, he was working on clearing the endocrine system. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about the information that he had given that day. And he said that this is the moment, this is the time when he has put out the call to gather his light workers that he had promised us when we came, and we helped him hold the blueprint, and he brought the string that had the sacred geometric shapes inside that, of course, was planned eons ago when our Earth here and solar system came into being. We were there as light workers. And he promised us that when the time came, he would put out the call and he would waken us. And this is the time he has put out the call. If you're not familiar with our conference calls, we've been working with these since February. And the reason this is the most auspicious time is because energy is finally coming here in enough quantity to start making changes in our physical body and eventually in the world situation and our own political situation. And so this energy has come from a supernova, 1987A. It was first noticed in 1987, therefore the name. But the explosion itself happened over 200,000 years ago. And at that point in our history, this is when Homo sapiens were, as a group, coming into being. And it is interesting, I find it so fascinating, that at that moment in time is when this collision occurred. It was all planned. Source is now designating this time that these energies reach the Earth, because there is something called the Eye of Isis that makes a swing around the cosmos. And as it is lined up with each part of the cosmos, it, on the other end, lines us up directly to Source. And this is what is happening now. The Eye of Isis is here. It is bringing the energy from the supernova, this explosion that happened an incredibly long distance away. This is why we're feeling so many energy changes right now. And the first couple months, March, April, and May, had to do with clearing the physical body. And it was at that time that individuals who had joined us on the conference calls, as the masters looked into their body, they told us that we had increased change from the carbon-based side cells to the crystalline cells, and that for many of us, most of this change had already occurred. So in a few months, we had gone from maybe a 25 to 50% crystalline composition to perhaps a 90%. We're way on, well on our way now to being completely crystalline cells. So that is kind of the backdrop. And when the clearing of the endocrine system was in its process, the reason that this was happening was because we were lined up energetically. That was the time to be working on that particular system. Now, one of the things that Archangel Michael discussed was the heart-mind. And I wanted to discuss this a little bit because it's very important. Most of us are familiar with the heart chakra and, of course, the heart itself, which is in the same general area. But behind the heart is another configuration that is called the heart-mind. And so these three positions in the body forms a geometric shape that is part of the sacred geometric, part of sacred geometry. And the heart-mind is what links all of the organs in the body, and they communicate with one another. And so when a person's heart is open to love and a positive attitude, this is fed into the heart-mind. And, of course, it is the heart-mind now that communicates with all of the other organs throughout the body. So that one of the things that happened was we were given a meditation, and in that meditation, Mother Mary came, and she brought a gift to everyone. And what that was this energy was pouring into the heart-mind. In essence, it can change the entire body with regards to a healing process. And so the more times that an individual would listen to this particular CD, it means that the health becomes more evident in the physical body. It helps to it takes time to make changes in the physical if there is a lot of clearing that has to be done. There was another gift that I felt particularly moved by, and that was a gift of peace. And today we are in a world where there is so much confusion, there's so much negativity. We're constantly hearing about things that are happening in the world that are unsettling. And by meditating with the peace energy and connecting that energy and that light into the heart-mind, it feeds the entire body with this sense of remarkable stillness, remarkable peace and blessings. I'm going to tell you more about how this works, but I'd just like to mention that the radio, the number here for those in the United States that's toll-free is 877-876-5227. And for those who might not be familiar with the work that I do, I read the Akashic Records that are located in the center of the cosmos. They are held in trust for us by the cherubim, and so people do call with questions that they have. And it is interesting, some of the questions that we get, because they're about missions. They're about relationships that are changing. I'm seeing people who who are having job changes, not because of their choice, but because their employer, for some reason, has slimmed down the workforce, has brought somebody else on board, another company perhaps, and individuals have lost their jobs. I'm seeing people where relationships are changing. Husbands and wives are separating from one another. Some friends are leaving the physical sphere where others are coming into our sphere of influence. And it is because of the division that is coming. It is a division of energies. And so those who think in different methods or different sides, so to speak, are being separated from one another. And it is causing confusion. And so we can get some information from the Akashic Records. If you have a question about this, please feel free to call us at 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, we have a toll-free number there, too, 888-815-9750. Some people question about health issues, and it is amazing what is in our records because we had made promises and we had certain directives that we were going to follow when we came into this lifetime. And we forget these things because that is the way it works. When we agreed to come here, we agreed that our memory banks would be completely erased, though what is happening now is with meditation and directing, opening up our hearts, we are starting to remember. But on the conference calls, we are finding that people are starting to see into the other side. And I have now an individual who has joined us, and your name, listener.
Hi, Carolyn. This is Nancy Sue.
Hi, Nancy.
How are you today?
We're wonderful. My goodness, what are you working on now, dear?
Well, I was going to ask you, since you are talking about relationships today, can you check with the cherubims and see what my contract, my soul contract is with my husband?
Oh. Now, is this because there is an issue of strain between the two of you, or just that you are so happy and so wonderful?
Well, you know, it's not that there's a real strain there, but I'm trying to work things out so that he will glide into accepting what I'm doing. I mean, he doesn't stop me from spiritually progressing, but sometimes I know he looks at me when I tell him I'm going to be on a conference call or something. He rolls his eyes and he calls it hoodoo voodoo stuff. And I just want to know, you know, what are we here for? You know, what did we agree to do for each other?
I will certainly check the records for you, but just let me say this, and this is from my own point of view, not what the cherubim are saying. This is a great moment of change for many of us, and a lot of us agreed that we were going to come together and we were going to ascend together. We actually agreed to that before we came into this lifetime, and some are waking up faster than others. Some are hearing the messages, but they are resisting them. And just because he is not attuned with you right now,
right,
does not mean that that is his final answer. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, Carolyn, he's come a long way. I mean, we used to have little tit-tats when I was trying to do something. And now he's accepted it, but, you know, you could still look in his face and say, oh, yeah, he thinks I'm crazy type thing. So I know he's going to get there. I just, you know.
Well, I'm glad that you're looking at it from that point of view because it sounds to me like he has made a great stride forward.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to look at it from that point of view. You know, it's interesting, Nancy. I think we're all guilty of this. We come across some great enlightenment, whether it's spiritual, whether it's temporal, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We've come across, discovered something that we think is a fact, and we can't understand why everybody doesn't think just like us.
Right.
And sometimes it just takes patience. And I think what speaks louder than words is example. So I will check and see what is in your records, what the cherubim have to say, but I know that, you know, from my observation of what you do, you are very interested in progressing spiritually, and it is something that you really work with. And if you just look at your own journey, as you started to awaken, it didn't happen all at once.
Right.
I mean, look at the time from which you felt like you started on this journey and where you are now. There has taken time, and you can probably see the growth. I mean, I have seen the growth. I have seen the growth, Nancy. And your growth has not been much different than any of us.
Right.
We take sort of like baby steps, one baby step at a time, until all of a sudden it's like, oh, my, I get this. Why didn't I get it before?
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's like this door opens up and all this light shines out on us. And I look at the I look at some of the experiences or that are related to me, like things that Archangel Michael says, some of the other masters, and I can just see them that they're waiting and wondering, well, gee, how long is it going to take for this person to get it? But their faces. And so I just wanted to kind of start the thought with that, Nancy, that as long as two people are looking in the same direction. Do you know what I'm saying by
yes.
that? Yeah. As long as two people are looking in the same direction, they're really not pulling against one another. They might not agree with everything that the other person's involved with.
Correct.
And they might even find some humor in it. So it is a good thing to be patient with the dear soul.
Oh, yeah.
Because I suspect that you really don't want to end this relationship.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
I kind of felt that when you started talking about your less enlightened brethren. So let's take, give me a moment and let me connect. Matter of fact, one of the cherubim angels are standing there with your record right now. And I suspect that what she was wondering is when I was going to get done talking to you and pay attention to your record. Because she's standing there with your record in her hand. And I don't know that I noticed this before. She's showing me the outside of the cover. And the outside of the cover is brown. Did I ever tell you this before?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think that I did. Brown is the cover that, when the souls were created, this was a cover that, a shade that was on many of the records. And it is, this denotes that the soul was created with the, well, we're all involved with love, but they had particles of pink. In other words, this designation means that this soul was created with a lot of the pink particles. In your case, and the pink designates love, and usually there are some other colors with the pink. And they're showing me that some of the other particles that were involved with this, in other words, the main color is pink, and around the pink there is some yellow, and tinged along the top of that is some blue. And the yellow is designated wisdom. So in your love that you express, you have wisdom of the heart. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, it is, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, so there is the yellow that is along the edges, that is the wisdom of the heart, and then the blue that I'm seeing surrounding that is has to do, we know that, well, colors have different designations. In this particular case, it is designating the communication that we use through words. And so when your soul was created, it was created on the colors of the love ray. These different things, add it together, means that you have the wisdom of the heart and you know how to express it through words.
Hmm.
Don't you find yourself doing that sometimes?
Yes,
adding
I
comfort
do.
To people that you love with words. You kind of know what the words that they need to hear at the time.
Yeah.
Well, that is your particular shades that was used in the creation of your soul, and so those things come very natural to you. So it is part of your spiritual endowment. And so what they are saying is not that you haven't used them well, but to know that these are your strengths and to use them well, because you know the right words to use to bring peace between and among people who are struggling with being peaceful with one another. So in a sense, you can also say that you are a peacemaker.
Wow.
And she is adding, even though you didn't ask about this, feel the confidence, because sometimes you don't believe in your own mastery, and especially in this respect, so that this ability to speak, this ability to bring people together for a common goal is something that was created in your soul, and accept that as a gift and know that this is a God-given gift. Know that you have the ability and do not be afraid to use it. So there was a little bit of advice there. I think sometimes, would you say that sometimes you hesitate in using this gift, that perhaps you might not be, it might not be accepted in the way that you meant it?
Yes.
Well, what she's saying here is have confidence in this. And when you start using your words to bring people together, to mentally align yourself with Source. So if, in other words, you can just make the intention to be connected to Source, to use Source's energy to find the peace between and among individuals that you're working with, and they will hear the wisdom of your words and see the justice of it, and you could be a great peacemaker among people whose relationships have been strained. So it's a beautiful story, Nancy. What?
Yes, I agree.
So let's see about they went. This was kind of added information. They
God bless them.
So let us. Yeah, she knows what we're looking for. She's turning the page. And matter of fact, she's turning a lot of pages. What she wanted you also to know is that you have been here on this planet through many incarnations. Most of the souls that we look into the records, we know that we've been in many dimensions. We've been in other planetary spheres. This is true of you, too. But she wanted you to know that you have been here through many of your incarnations. And she opened up that spot where you had you were living at the time with Yeshua. You know, Yeshua, at one of the conference calls, told you about that particular lifetime with him.
Yes.
But she's pointing to the fact that this was a very important lifetime for you. and that it was something that marked your soul in a very positive manner. Do you find that you have great devotion to Yeshua?
Yes.
Yes. And to remember, and she's adding that times when you are feeling discouraged for whatever reason, to think back upon that time. Now that you have been told of that lifetime, when you're feeling discouraged, think back upon that lifetime, because what will happen when you do is you will feel his love at that moment when he entered your life. So think of that frequently whenever you are discouraged, because it was through his hands that you received great mercy and love and healing. And it is through that lifetime that has placed an indelible mark upon your soul, and it will help move you along in the direction that you really want to move towards, that you have been privileged, that the Master touched your soul in such a special way. Now, back to the time right before you came into this lifetime. She's moving the pages. She seems rather intrigued with your record, because she's moving them rather slowly.
Wow.
You know, giving you more information, really, than what you asked for. And one of the reasons why this particular cherubim is so anxious to give you so much information is because there was a time in one of your lifetimes when you worked with this particular cherubim, and she is showing me a temple, and it is a Greek temple, and it was one of the Greek temples where those who were looking for solace, who were looking for healing and comfort, that you worked from one of those temples. And it was because your essence was built into your soul on love. And of course, one of the companion emotions for love certainly is compassion also. So that was a companion. And so since you were created to do the work of love, you also, therefore, would know the work of compassion. And so many came to you for readings, for healing, for information that has to do with the spirit. And you didn't speak to her directly, she says, but what she had done is you had prayed and you were open, and she sent you the inspiration. In other words, you were reading her vibrational messages that she was sending to you. So you didn't speak to her as I speak to them, but you probably know the story of how the cherubim work with vibrations. And so, because I've mentioned it, you know, several times, how they work with vibration. And so she was one who sends out the vibration to human beings. And if they are willing to align themselves with Source and work with his vibratory rate, then they receive this this information from one of the cherubim. She says they usually, when they're working with an individual, one cherubim will work with inspiring one human being. In other words, you were put into her care during that lifetime. And that is why she is just so delighted to open up your records and give you so much information, because you had a very close connection with her, though you didn't know. And I don't know if this will trigger any of your memory. She is giving me a word that is very similar to Solene. I don't know if that was a word that you used at that particular time, but it was an angel sound that you might remember. She's moving further to the present day, and she's coming now to that period of time right before you incarnated. And you knew, because the other souls knew also, before we came into this lifetime, we were given, those who were advanced enough, and you were advanced enough to see what was planned for the planet during this particular time. And this is the time which is the ending of a cycle. And when you were in spirit, you realized how important the ending of this cycle was. And so you desired very much to come to Earth and to be able to move with your body to the next highest dimension. This is what we're calling ascension. But it is on the other side of that dimension when we take our body there, which is in a higher astral plane. It is beyond this break, so to speak. There is a break between those two dimensions. And once we cross over there, those who wish to control and dominate humanity will not be able to move over to that side because their heart is not open to love. That is the checkpoint. The vibrational checkpoint of love is what allows those to move to the other side of the dimension. And when you were there, you could see all of this. You were very joyful in coming because you knew you had the opportunity now to move to that side, encased fully into with the physical. And so you decided that you wanted a partner at that time, one who would be a helpmate. And you searched for individuals that you had previous lifetimes with, individuals that you knew that you could work with and be compatible with. And you and that soul who has now come to Earth and has been your helpmate, your spouse, you made that arrangement that the two of you would come to this planet, that you would incarnate. And you both agreed that this is what you wanted to do. It was his goal as well as your goal. And so the two of you made this commitment to one another that you will come, that you will pass through that period of time of forgetfulness, and that the first one who came here and started to open their eyes to the truth, to start to be aware of the path and what lay before you, you would help open the other's eyes to this. And she is saying that it so happened that you were the first one to realize what is before you, and you have worked very hard. And that your spouse, that soul that you hold very deeply and dearly in your heart, has not begun that process yet. He is in the process where he is allowing you to follow your dreams, so to speak. And because he is making, giving you signals that makes you think that he is not accepting what you're doing, she is saying that just disregard that. It is part of his own way that his mind is ready to accept truth. He doesn't want to appear foolish in your eyes or in someone else's eyes. Therefore, he shows this skepticism, and that what is behind what seems to be the face of skepticism is really a heart that is open to this. He watches what you're doing. He also is aware of how you are changing. And this is the key, Nancy. This is the key that she says, do not be too concerned with his reactions. Be more concerned with the example that you give him. This is one of those situations where your example is worth a thousand words. You know what she's saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it is your example. It is your kindness. he observes the changes that you're making in your life, and he understands and will accept something as being good and sacred if he sees a good and sacred result from it. So what she is telling me is he's not persuaded so much by words, but he is more persuaded by example. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does.
And so, my darling, she has closed your book, and she is bowing to you.
Thank her for me, and thank you so much, Carolyn.
Now, I think what you need to do is you need to thank her yourself because you were able to do that through your intent.
I will. I do. God bless you.
Bless you too, Nancy.
Have a great night.
You too, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And so, my friends, that is, for those of you who are listening, that is a little indication of the kind of information that we can get from your records. And if you have questions or concerns, you can sign up for a reading at my website at www.carolynevers.com, and that's CarolynEvers.com. And I have found that what I do on the radio, we can only give a little bit of information because the records are so full. Aha, we have another caller, and mm-hmm. Your name.
Hello, Carolyn. This is Rosemary.
I thought we'd flush you out of the woods. What can we do for you, Rosemary?
I'm just looking. If you could, there is so much of me that wants to manifest. This is a question not only for me personally, but for others. Are others also going through this feeling of regret for what they gave up in order to manifest in duality?
I'm not sure that is the right question, Rosemary.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I can relate to the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people are feeling that right now.
Which is what I asked. All of us will go forward, but there's a feeling that says, am I questioning my faith, my this, my that? But there's this feeling of, ooh, why can't I do that? I know that I should be able to do that.
Well, Rosemary, you really do have so many wonderful memories of Atlantis, and you would be one of the first, perhaps, that might agree with that. You remember the time in Atlantis where we had such greatness, where we could take Source's energy and manifest from the unmanifested
mm-hmm.
into the heart particles of matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
And because you remember so many things that that we did in Atlantis, remember perhaps the naughty things, too. And so I think people like you who remember so much of the glory, there are times when we have sadness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm prompted to tell you something, Rosemary. You haven't been attending the conference calls. There is a conference call that Yeshua gave
mm-hmm.
where he brought down the energy of the future. And
wow.
He gave us the energy of the future, and we could connect our souls to that and integrate it. I would suggest that if this makes sense to you, go to my website, contribute $15 on the where it says, contribute to the conference call. Tell me you want that CD, because I really think that if you played that, and this is what they tell us, to play these CDs, because what we do is that energy comes from that space where there is oneness,
mm-hmm.
where there isn't the past, present, and future, and we are able to connect to that energy. And I think that if you could connect, and I really do believe you could easily do this, connect that energy from the higher levels to what is what would be what we would consider our future, that time of ascension,
mm-hmm.
to connect. You would feel, I would like to think that you would feel very different, because you would know that there is going to be a period of time where we are going to be up to that point, not only up to that point where there was the glories of those early days in Atlantis, but we will even go beyond that.
Well, of course.
Yes. Now, for me, when I was in Atlantis, as I think you too, we could see what was coming. We knew that humanity would fall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know about you. This was probably true of you also, but I know I grieved at that.
Yes.
And there was such grief
mm-hmm.
to see what was going to happen to the human race. We knew what was going to happen, and we knew that it would be this extremely long path to come back to the point again where we could reconnect to those abilities.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my point of view. I remember, as I know that you remember, that we could energetically trace source's energy back to source. We could connect to those energies. There was great loss in that. And I know I grieved over that terribly when I remembered it. And so if you could connect to the future, to know that all of that is going to be gone as if it never existed, I think it would bring you great joy.
Good. That is the answer I really wanted. Thank you so much.
Well, sweetheart, that didn't come out of my back pocket. I was inspired to tell you that. Anyway, dear, if you're so inclined, if you just tell me you want Yeshua's CD, I will remember the one that you want. It is a very... it's a very special CD, and on these CDs we are supposed to play them so that we can integrate that energy. And the way you work with meditations and the awareness that you have, I think you could integrate that quickly.
That would be a wonderful thing. I mean, you know, it's like most of us who are here, we have certain abilities on emergency and on demand, and then we have to give them back.
Sort of like on-demand TV, huh?
Yeah. And then we have to give them back because it's not right for us to have them yet.
Well, Rosemary, thank you for calling,
thank
dear
you.
Heart. You are a treasure.
And I will definitely get that CD. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, my pleasure, darling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So that's how you do it, folks. We were talking about this clearing the endocrine system and the peace that is brought down to the heart-mind. If you're so inclined that you want to work with Archangel Michael on these particular meditations, that is his conference call of May 25th. And if that is something that appeals to you, if you're looking for some peace in your life, you know there's a lot of anxiety today. And I have to tell you, when you go through that meditation and you connect the peace that they are sending that comes from the Masters, and you connect it to the heart-mind, that center where the heart chakra is and the heart itself, and behind that, the heart-mind, it does bring you great peace. And that is Archangel Michael's conference call for May 25th. And that's how you do it. You just go to my website, carolynevers.com, donate the $15, and I will send you the CD. Now, these CDs you play in your computer because they're MP3 files, unless you've got a newer CD player that will play an MP3 file. A lot of people don't, so you have to play them in your computer. And hopefully you have your computer in a in a quiet space where you can really work with these. Now, there's another thing. If you go to my website, there is a free CD that you can download. And what that is the journey that I have been making over the last 20-some years. It starts when my son died. Of course, what a tragedy it is to lose a child, but to be awakened to the fact that the two of us had agreed that we would come here to Earth, that he would go to the other side, and he would act as my spiritual guide, connecting me to our past lifetimes together, connecting me to the spiritual hierarchy. He has been my guide, and in that e-book, and I offer that freely because in that I remember a lot of my past lifetimes, some of the things that I went through, and I wanted to write this because I know there's a lot of people out there right now who are going through the same thing. The dimensions are thinning, and we're starting to see into the other dimensions. It's one of the things that we're working with on the conference calls. The masters are working with the people to have them see into the other side, to feel the angelic energies. And this is the time. This is the great awakening. And so that free ebook is the story of my journey. You know, awakening can be a difficult process sometimes because we're full of doubt. We are wondering if what we're seeing, I'm talking about in the beginning, because it's subtle. When you start to awaken, it is very subtle. And you wonder, well, gee, did I really see that? Did I really hear that? Did I really dream that? Was that really true? You doubt yourself. And then as you work with it, it becomes stronger and stronger until eventually you really do start seeing into the other side. You start hearing the masters, and it is beautiful. We're getting to the point of time when we're coming up practically to the end of the show. If someone wants to call in with a quick question, it's 877-876-5227. And one of the things that people are interested in is their loved ones who have crossed to the other side. What are they doing now? And as people have been asking this question, we are getting some incredibly beautiful answers. I think I've got two, I think, that are favorites. One favorite was one of the relatives decided that they were going to work with children, the children who were dying in Iraq, the war-torn country where young children are being thrown into the next world and they don't understand what is around them because of the shock, because of the way they have been trained. And so this relative was told how they work, how they take care of these children, and then help them heal and then pass them on to the next higher level. And I think another favorite story of mine was I was working with the Roman soldiers as I was writing or taking down the words Conversations with Caesar from Julius Caesar. We worked with many of the Roman soldiers. And one of the soldiers that we released from the Bardo, you see, a part of the soul can be here living as one entity, and even though they might be stuck in a place and not united with their complete soul, the soul can send down another incarnation. And this happened with this gentleman. And he came back and he told me that what he had done is he had incarnated and, again, his soul had sent another particle down to Earth to incarnate in the physical, and he decided to join the military and go to Iraq as someone who wanted to work with the healing of the soldiers. And so he is with a group who is working with the soldiers from the healing aspect. And he said he decided to do this because he had been a soldier in a lot of his past lifetimes, and he wasn't afraid of war. He understood it. And this time he wanted to come back, and he wanted to heal. And that is where he is right now, serving in Iraq, working with on a healing mission with those soldiers who have been injured there. So quite a noble story. When you get into these stories of what happens with people when they cross to the other side, and there evolves this incredibly magnificent picture of how Source set up all of these processes, and it is so beautiful, the tapestry of life. We are all a thread in that picture, in this tapestry of life, this beautiful picture that Source has created, and each and every one of us participate in a thread in that tapestry, and we are weaving it even today. We have been weaving it through all of our lifetimes, and even today we still hold that thread, and we are still weaving that song, that picture, that they call the tapestry of life. And so with that, my friends, it is now time for me to say goodbye to you. Until next week, I look forward to that. And I send my blessings to all of you. Good night.